This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Troy High School, the scene of today's terrific regional volleyball final. It's the regional championship, Jackson Center versus New Bremen. The Jackson Center Tigers 27-0. New Bremen coming in 23-3. New Bremen hasn't lost since Labor Day week. One of those three setbacks this year to Jackson Center, a five-setter. New Bremen won the first two sets in that five-set match that was played way back at the start of the volleyball season. Jackson Center came from behind to win the final three. Anything goes here today, Chuck. We've got a lot of powerful hitters on both teams. It should be a dynamite match. I expect it to go four, very likely five sets again.
Well, I agree, and both teams have improved from the beginning. Jackson would have had an advantage just in confidence early in the season coming off their state championship from the year before. New Bremen, very young volleyball team. They only have one senior that at least on Wednesday night played a whole lot of minutes. Other than that, it's all youngsters. And Rose is just the is their Jones. You got my
phone. Oh, Paige.
Yeah, Paige Jones is the real deal for New Bremen. She is all over the place. The only place you can find any fault with her decision making is she's going to Michigan.
We had to look at the page to make sure.
I had to find Paige. Yeah,
exactly. Paige Jones. She is outstanding. And she's got assistance on that team from a couple other fine players in Julia Guttemiller and Rachel Kramer, spelled K-R-E-M-E-R, no relation to the head coach, Diana Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, who notched its state championship in 2011 while the head coach is St. Henry. Kim Metz's Jackson Center Tigers, wow. Words just don't do Kim's coaching and Jackson Center's performance on the court justice. 500 wins for Kim Metz, 29th year. Jackson Center Tigers defending state champs, trying to repeat as the Southwest region continues to march on year after year after year with the state champion in Division IV volleyball. This, Chuck, all likelihood
is the state championship this year in Division Four today.
Well, and it has been previously, so I don't know why we would think it's not going to be. You look at Jackson Center, they got size all over the floor. I mean, you go up to the net, they've got blockers everywhere. But you got to look at Cassie Meyer. Cassie is all everything, a senior. I thought she was the best Division IV volleyball player in the state last year. Watching her in the semis did not change my mind about that. But also, Raquel Kessler, youngster, only a sophomore. I thought she really contributed Wednesday. Yep. And then the ones that you know are going, Alicia Kessler, winner. You got Haney, you can go up, Miranda Hickey, there's a whole bunch. Kristen Ware, Cameron Elkert, they've just got talent all over this floor, and that's what's going to be tough, I think, for New Bremen to crack through. You can't find any holes in that Jackson Center lineup.
The lone significant graduate a year ago from the state championship team was Peyton Esser. Peyton had hands like a pillow. She was an outstanding setter. She would dig the ball off the hardwood. As a result of her graduation, Cassie Meyer's role on this Jackson Center team, Chuck, has changed a little bit. Yeah, she can get spikes from the middle of the floor, from the back row, but she will scramble after loose balls a little more this year, along with Cameron Elkin.
Well, and I was talking to Tim Cummins, who is going to be the Jackson Center girls' assistant varsity basketball coach. And we were chatting a little bit before the match, and we were talking about the team this year, and I said, you're going to miss Esser. And he goes, in our summer, we had Cassie Meyer playing the point, and she looked really good there.
Oh, how about that?
So they're going to be the team to beat, I think, in the Shelby County League this year.
And again, Cassie's role on this volleyball team altered a little bit from a year ago. Not up front, getting the kills quite as often. But she's in the middle of the floor, back line, spraying the ball to the front. Yes, she will get her spikes. You can count on that. But she has a little bit of a different assignment this year on this Jackson Center team, which bids for another state title, having won a year ago. New Bremen, Jackson Center, great crowd here at Troy. This tournament, wow, was originally scheduled several days ago for Brookville, and I don't think Brookville's gymnasium would have handled the regional or the championship here today. The crowd is too big. We've got starting lineups and the beginning of the match in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Well, Chuck, we fortunately have had the last couple of days off. It's allowed my voice to mend a little bit.
I sound stronger today.
I might be able to get through today. Of course, we've got Layman Catholic Minster football tonight. D7 regional quarterfinals from Minster. Kickoff at 7. We're on the web here on Scores Broadcast at 6:35 p.m. tonight. Minster, Layman Catholic from Minster High School. That is a rematch of week 2. When Minster handled Layman Catholic, which got off to a bad start in that game. Layman needs to get off to a much better beginning tonight and stay in that contest against Minster, which is playing extremely well over the last half of the season. Volleyball here today at Troy, and it is a spectacle. We've got cardinal red across the way and gold, orange and black down below. Very few empty seats. Chuck, you got to look to the end zone and go up 8 or 10 rows before you find some available seating.
Well, I'll tell you, the other side, the New Bremen side, which is the home side for Troy, is absolutely full, and that is a big side for seating. And the Jackson Center side, a little less seating, but there's not a seat on this side either.
Nope. As you mentioned, Chuck, Jackson Center's size is quite imposing. Kristen Ware is 5'11". Cameron Haney is 5'9". Vanessa Winter is 5'8". Alicia Kessler is 6'2". The other Kessler is 6'1". I haven't mentioned Cassie Meyer yet. She's a 6-footer. A much bigger squad than New Bremen, which does feature the sensational Paige Jones. 6'1", headed to Michigan, as Chuck noted. How does New Bremen deal with all those hitters up front for Jackson Center? And do the Tigers try to spray the ball away from Jones as much as possible? New Bremen's got a way of finding her the ball eventually on the second or third hit.
Well, the problem is for both of these teams, usually what you try to do is you try to serve to the weakest spot. There aren't any weak spots on either one of these teams.
No.
And I think New Bremen's problem is going to be they're going to have to find Jones a little farther away from the net, because if she's trying to get her kills right up on the net, I think that Jackson has too much size for him.
That's a very good point. Jackson Center, a tremendous blocking team. If New Bremen does have one Achilles heel, we may have seen it in the regional semifinal on Wednesday night when New Bremen committed nearly 20 service errors. Jackson Center, meanwhile, serves extremely well. How about this? In excess of 50 aces this year between Cameron Haney and Cassie Meyer. That's remarkable.
Yeah. This is a seasoned team. They came into this year expecting to repeat.
Yep.
And we've not seen anything that should make them feel any differently right now.
Cameron Elkert, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Cameron Haney, Cassie Meyer, Kristen Ware. That's the opening group on the floor for Jackson Center. For the New Bremen Cardinals, it's Rachel Kramer, Paige Jones, Julia Guttemiller, Madison Pape, Logan Wells, and Blake Snyder. And we got the opening service for Jackson Center, and 3 hits later, it results in a point for the Tigers, who are off to a good start, 1-0.
Well, Cassie Meyer found a hole in that defense and put it right down in between the two, the front and the back line.
Tigers serving. Nice job, Vanessa. Vanessa Winter got the serve over to Bremen with a third hit on its offensive side, and the Cardinals could not get it back over the top of the net cord.
Well, if you're going to see any nerves, you're going to expect to see them more out of New Bremen than they are of Jackson Center.
New Bremen is the underdog. Certainly Jackson Center the favorite, but not a prohibitive favorite. Good rally underway here. Here's a little tip shot at the net by Rachel Kramer of New Bremen, gotten back by Jackson Center. And then the Tigers try to go long on the back line. The ball sails beyond the stripe, and New Bremen got a piece of it.
Yep, a little bit of a touch at the net.
Good opening for Jackson Center, up 3-0. Serving again for the Tigers. It is Vanessa Winter. Oh, here's a slam at the net. Oh, what a hit by Paige Jones. Well, she was set up by Guttemiller. Point, New Bremen Cardinals 3-1. I said Paige Jones, Chuck, it might have been Rachel Kramer.
Rachel Kramer, yep.
With a name like that, much like mine, I should remember it well.
You need to wear your hair in a ponytail, too.
Here's New Bremen serving. I've got 11 strands up there, though. That's all. Oh, here's a kill at the net by New Bremen. Well done to Rachel Kramer again. 3-2 Jackson Center. We mentioned Guttemiller and Kramer for New Bremen in the pregame. They augment Paige Jones very well.
They're going to have to be a force today.
3-2. Macy Putoff serving now for New Bremen from left to right. Putoff wears the white headband, strides forward, leaps into a serve action. And here's a shot at the net by Cameron Haney of Jackson Center. Boy, it's a left-hand fist slam off the shoulder of a New Bremen Cardinal. It goes off the floor, point Jackson Center, which leads 4-2. Boy, a lot of mustard on that spike. Serve received, New Bremen. Here's a set for Kramer on the far side. She pounds one. Too much distance. No good. It's off the court. 5-2, Jackson Center. Serving now for the Tigers, Alicia Kessler. 1, 2, 3 hits New Bremen.
A little tip of the net by Gettemiller. The Cardinals gotten back to Jackson Center, which commits two hits by one player. I thought they did it on the very first, on the return, but they called the second one. Yes, good call by the official. 5-3, Jackson Center up 2. Opening set, regional championship game here at Troy, Division 4. Jackson Center goes off the court to salvage the rally. Then New Bremen gets a little shot at the net. It was almost a whiff for the Cardinal player, but it dropped in.
Well, you can tell by the smile on her face, that was not what she intended. That was Kramer again.
Rachel Kramer is off to a very fine introduction to this match for New Bremen. 5-4, Jackson Center. Good rally underway here. Here's a set, Cameron Elkert near side with Macy Meyer, and she drills it home for Jackson Center.
She is money on that set.
6-4, Jackson Center up 2. Serving down to a right for Jackson Center is Cameron Haney. Here's 1, 2, 3 hits. New Bremen. Rachel Kramer at the net. Jackson Center keeps it alive. Near side, Cassie Meyer. A little dump off over the net. Retaliating is New Bremen. 1, 2, 3 hits to Jackson Center. A push shot along the far sideline, and it's good. What a play by Jackson Center. Cameron Haney found an open space. Didn't have to hit it hard. It was all about location. 7-4 Tigers. Excuse me. Here's New Bremen on the serve receive. A set for Paige Jones. Oh, she whistled that one to Jackson Center, which keeps it alive. 1, 2, 3 hits. New Bremen set near side to Kramer. Blocked back to Jackson Center. It's on the floor on the New Bremen side. And Jackson Center stretches the lead to 8-4. Serving here for Jackson Center is Kristen Ware. And New Bremen tries to kill in the right corner of the floor after a good set, but the shot's off the mark. It's wide. And New Bremen takes a timeout, down 5, 9-4, early on first set here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Diana Kramer, head coach of New Bremen, didn't want to see the distance between her club and Jackson Center become any more than 5. She called a timeout at 9-4. Jackson Center serving into the net. It's short, no good.
It's funny how you see that a lot after a timeout, but the team coming out, I don't know if it's a lack of concentration after a timeout.
Maybe you've cooled off, don't have the energy. Here's a serve by Rachel Kramer of New Bremen. It's down the left side of the floor. She tried to tightrope the boundary and missed. It's wide left, so each team with a service error back-to-back. It's 10-5 Jackson Center. Here's Cassie Meyer with that very hard-to-handle top-spin serve. It's recovered very nicely by New Bremen. Here's a set far side by Gettemiller. Gettemiller to the back line. No, it's Paige Jones who knocked it in.
They returned it. They blocked her the first time right back to her, and the second time there was not going to be any block.
Julia Gettemiller, good pass to Paige Jones. 10-6, Jackson Center up 4. Serving is New Bremen's Gettemiller. Ball dug off the floor nicely by Jackson Center. Blocked back by New Bremen at the net. It's a good point. That was Paige Jones. Jones teaming up on the front line with Macy Pritoff and extend to 7. Jackson Center's 5-point lead has been trimmed to 3. Tigers setting near side. And there's a kill of beauty. Nicely done by Vanessa Winter. Boy, she creamed that one. Excellent set. Good pass to her. Cameron Elkert dealt her the ball that Winter finished off to make it 11-7 Jackson Center.
Tigers serving. It's too hot to handle. Kristen Ware blasted that one off the palms of a New Bremen player near the back line. And Jackson Center's got its five-point cushion back again at 12-7. Tigers serving right to left. Windmill action. Ball pounded home to Kristen Ware. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen. The last of which is a spike for Paige Jones. You can chalk it up. But Kristen Ware, that was self-defense, even getting her hands up to keep that ball from hitting her in the face. Paige Jones and Cassie Meyer probably have as much velocity on their spikes, Chuck, in Division IV volleyball in Ohio. As much, if not more, than anybody else playing Division IV in the Buckeye State. They are phenomenal. Here is a serve by New Bremen, Jackson Center. 1-2-3 hits again. Not a lot of power on that shot, but beautifully positioned along the far boundary on New Bremen's half, and the Cardinals couldn't get a finger on it. Here's Cameron Elkert serving for Jackson Center, which leads 13-8. Make it 14-8. Poor pass by New Bremen. Miscommunication by the Cardinals, who are down six now. Biggest lead for Jackson Center. Elkert to serve again. She's about 6 feet off the floor, strides ahead. Serve received, New Bremen. Ball set by Madison Pate, far side to Jones, who knocks it across. Here's Cassie Meyer in the middle of the floor. She hits it in, but the whistle blew beforehand. Two hits against the Tigers. Miscue Jackson Center. It's 14-9. Tigers lead by five. New Bremen serving. Paige Jones windmills that arm around. Jackson Center goes off the court to get it. Meyer knocks it back in. Here's Paige Jones setting behind her for teammate Macy Putoff. She hits it in. Jackson Center, a little dump shot at the net by Alicia Kessler, and it's good. Alicia Kessler made it difficult for New Bremen to return, and it's now 15-9, 6-point lead for Jackson Center. Tigers serving. Serve received. Ball dealt up front for Rachel Kramer for New Bremen. She slaps one over. Jackson Center with three hits, the last of which by Cassie Meyer. Hits the net cord and crawls across. It's good. 16-9. Jackson Center's biggest margin, seven. Timeout Cardinals on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
As we return to action, Jackson Center Tigers serve, and New Bremen gets a fine point from Paige Jones. Jackson Center was on its heels collectively, and Jones just dropped it right in front of him. Soft shot, stops the bleeding for New Bremen momentarily. Jackson Center had been up seven. It's now six and 16-10, but the Tigers come back. Here's a slam, far side of the floor. Was that Cameron Haney?
That was Haney again. Boy, she swings that left hand. You can almost count it every time.
Oh, she's got a big clout. That left arm of hers is strong. 17-10. Jackson Center, who commit a service error as the ball is knocked into the net. Third or fourth service error between the two clubs in this match. 6-point lead, Tigers. 17-11. New Bremen serving up ahead. Abby Tiemann. Jackson Center with two hits near the net. Violation, Tigers, 17-12. Three of the last 4 points scored now by New Bremen, which tries to gather momentum. Here's Tiemann serving again. Ball dug off the floor by Ware.
Here's a set, middle of the floor by Cassie Meyer, and she flicks it in. What a play by Cassie.
Looked like a finger roll run right down the lane.
Exactly. 18-12 in favor of Jackson Center. 7 points away from taking set number one. Tigers serving. It's Cameron Haney, and New Bremen knocks it around. It goes off the floor. Abby Thiemann gallops after it, can't recover. Jackson Center earned the other point to go up 19-12, matching the biggest lead, 7. Serve again, Jackson Center. New Bremen well behind the net. Here's Paige Jones with a kill from 15 feet away. Almost got it in. Jackson Center retrieves. A set for Paige Jones again. Good! Well, when Paige Jones and Cassie Meyer wind up, Chuck, the other team retreats, and then you got the open floor right in front.
And they both have made that play now in the last 2 points.
19-13. Here's Rachel Kramer running forward. A big leap, a serve. It's short. Not high enough, and Jackson Center's up 7 again, 20-13. New Bremen committed nearly 20 service errors in defeating Fort Laramie on Wednesday. Here's a serve of Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer. It's hugging the back line, and it's ruled by the official to be long.
You can live with that one better than you can live with the one in the middle of the net.
Yes. 20-14, Jackson Center up 6. Here's the serve by Logan Wells of New Bremen. Jackson gets it back. Here's a block by Jackson Center. Macy put off with a kill attempt. Jackson Center couldn't control it. The block went off the floor, and New Bremen gets the point, 20-15.
Putoff's good-looking freshman.
Sure is. Jackson Center had 5. 3 hits Tigers. Little tip near side, tried by Vanessa Winter. It's in. New Bremen gets it back. And Paige Jones with a spike off the arm of the Tiger. And New Bremen has sneaked back within 4. 20-16. Jackson Center works legs. 19-12. Here's New Bremen serving. Serve received, Tigers. Set back line. Cassie Meyer gets it up and over. New Bremen 1, 2, 3 hits. And here's Jackson Center with perfect placement in the right corner of the floor.
Cameron Haney. She's got 3 of those now.
She notches a big point. Julia Guttemiller went racing after it for New Bremen, but couldn't catch up to it. 21-16 Jackson Center. 4 points away from winning the opening set. Serve received, New Bremen. Here's a kill attempt. Near side of the floor. Good by Putoff. Macy Putoff with a slam. Back to a 4-point game again. 21-17. New Bremen serving left to right. Running forward, Madison Pape. Line drives it over. Oh, it's mishandled by Jackson Center. And it's into the Jackson Center bench. Tigers can't retrieve it. 21-18. Here comes New Bremen. New Bremen's won 6 of the last 8 points. Serving New Bremen, Jackson Center. Here's a set up to that. Well done. Oh, it's spiked right down on the play. Was that Alicia Kessler?
Yeah, it was. She was way up there.
My goodness, Alicia at 6'2 went up over the top of the rim and dunked that one. That's a key point right there. New Bremen had been on a roll. 22-18, Jackson Center. Cameron Elkert serving. Led off the floor by Blake Snyder. Set far side of the floor for Paige Jones. Look out. She's got it. 22-19, Jackson Center by 3. New Bremen serving. It is Paige Jones on the back line. She comes forward, flies that one to Jackson Center's deep far corner, and the Tigers miscommunicated to net. The ball was sprayed off the fingertips of Vanessa Winter near the side of the floor, and Jackson Center needs a timeout. New Bremen is streaking. 22-20, Tigers on scores, broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, it has gotten even more exciting than it was early on at the start of the match. When it's not, it was Wednesday night, it's about 100 degrees in here. Today, it feels a whole lot better. It sure does. 22-20 in favor of Jackson Center. Although these fans are giving off a lot of energy, this match is heated up. 2-point lead Jackson Center, which was up 7. Here's a great serve by New Bremen's Paige Jones. It's at the ankles of a Tiger player in the middle of four, and New Bremen's within one. Oh, a great comeback for the Cardinals, who once trailed 19-12. 1-point lead Jackson Center. Serve received Tigers. Here's a set middle of the floor. Go to Cassie Meyer for the big play. She's got it. Cassie Meyer is fed to Cameron Elkert. Huge point that Cassie chucked. Yeah, can you give? You got to give Elkert a lot of credit because she knew who she wanted to get that ball to. 23-21. Tigers up 2. Jackson Center serving. Here's a back set for Paige Jones. Doesn't get a whole lot of clout on it. Jackson Center retrieves. Here's a tip shot near side of the floor to Cassie Meyer. Retaliation by Rachel Kramer of New Bremen. And let's see, we've got an extra hit against the Cardinals. That's a good call by the referee. You can tell Jackson Center owned that point from the start. New Bremen was a bit off balance. 24-21, Tigers set point here. Gettemel with a put-off. Set behind her to Paige Jones. Jones drills one all the way to the far corner. Jackson Center can't run it down. Tigers tried valiantly to get to it, but Paige Jones whistled that ball past Jackson Center to make it 24-22. Tigers up 2 now. New Bremen trying to stay in the match. Serve receive, Elkert. Near side, Cassie Meyer. Cassie Meyer knocks one to the floor, but New Bremen digs it off the hardwood. 3 hits Jackson Center. Elkert for Meyer. Cross-court shot. Recovery by New Bremen. Here's a set for Putoff. Putoff tips it into the Jackson Center side. And here's a shot at the net for Jackson Center. It's good. Alicia Kessler blasts and one off the fingertips of a New Bremen player. And the Tigers prevail in the opening set. New Bremen's comeback falls short. 25-22, Jackson Center in set 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40
40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat City Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Cameron Elkert for Jackson Center serving as we open up set number two with a nice little spike at the net. Short little shot, blocked back by Jackson Center. Good point by Alicia Kessler. Cameron Elkert serving, and Jackson Center opens up the second set with a 1-0 lead, having won set number one, 25-22. And here's a point for the New Bremen Cardinals. Jackson Center trying to block back far side of the court. Alicia Kessler couldn't get it to fall in, and we're tied up at one. New Bremen just dug itself a hole too large in that opening set. Cardinals went down 19-12, got back within one at 22-21, but Jackson Center prevailed 25-22. Great New Bremen. And more often than not, it's Paige Jones. Oh, what a spike by her.
They didn't get enough shots for her around the net in that first one, so that was a nice start for them.
Yeah, good observation, Chuck. You're right. We called her name some, not as much as head coach Diana Kramer would have preferred. New Bremen serving. It's Rachel Kramer. Here is a third hit by Jackson Center, a little off stride, but it's gotten back by Kristen Ware. And then we got a miscue on the New Bremen side. Point to Jackson Center. Two hits by a Cardinal. Tigers serving. It is Vanessa Winter, knocks it over. New Bremen, third hit, middle of the floor. Paige Jones, that's about as easy as a kill as it comes. Jackson Center's defense had shifted left, and Paige Jones pounded that one home down the near side of the floor. 3-2 New Bremen. Cardinals serving. It's Guttemiller. Cameron Elkert setting far side for Cassie Meyer, who pounds one in. That was Cassie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yep. 3-3. Numerals on these two teams, tough to read.
Although Kristen Ware was the most excited of the group, that was Cassie's shot.
Of course, we've gotten to know these young ladies, even from the distance, high above the Troy floor. And we can tell who's who without looking at numbers. And here is a miscue on the Jackson Center side. New Bremen gets an easy tip shot from Rachel Kramer to make it 4-3 Cardinals.
Boy, she did a nice job of getting that on the correct side of the antenna. I don't know how she did it.
Jackson Center, serve, receive. Ball set near side. Tipped across by Raquel Kessler. New Bremen gets it back. And here's a great slam by Paige Jones. Boy, she's factoring into the mix often in set number two. 5-3 New Bremen. Jackson Center's up one set to none. Having been victorious, 25-22 in the opener. New Bremen serving, running up and pounding one is Madison Pape, but it hits the net below the net cord. It's no good. And it's 5-4. New Bremen made many, many service errors in beating Fort Loramie, and the Cardinals have got to make sure they clean that up in this match here today. Here is Jackson Center. A long, high shot to the back line. It's taken there by Vanessa Winter. The Tigers get it up and over, and then New Bremen tries a slam from the near side of the floor. It's ruled to be what, Chuck? A little long?
It was definitely long. I'm not sure it wasn't touched, but it was definitely long.
Yeah, that was very close. Difficult call to make. Good serve by Haney for Jackson Center. It nearly skimmed the top of the net. New Bremen with a kill by Kramer. Jackson Center recovers it. Here's a nice backward set by Katie Sosby of the Tigers. New Bremen with three hits. Jackson Center knocks it to New Bremen's back line. Here's a nice set, far side of the floor for Guttemiller. New Bremen is on defense, and Cassie Meyer shakes him up.
with a shot into an empty area in the far corner. 6-5, Jackson Center's first lead, set number two. Well done to the Tigers. That was a lengthy rally. And Jackson Center one out. Here's New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits. Kill attempt near side to Paige Jones. And she knocks it at the feet of Sosby. Oh, what a shot to Paige Jones.
Nothing Sosby could do with that one.
Paige Jones with perhaps, Chuck, 5 of New Bremen's 6 points to start set number 2. Nearly as many. She got the entire first set. Here's good effort by New Bremen. Rachel Kramer spots one in the far corner of the floor. Good effort by Rachel. And after Jackson Center went up 6-5, New Bremen records 2 in a row to go ahead 7-6. Paige Jones starts her serve about 10 feet off the floor, runs up ahead, delivers it to Cassie Meyer, and here's a shot to Cassie to the front line. It comes back to Cassie. It's ruled a violation, a lift, a little cupping action with the right hand of Cassie. Good judgment by the official. 8-6 now, New Bremen on the lift. Here is the ball returned to Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer. Back line to Snyder of New Bremen. Third hit, the Jackson Center's a push shot. Might have gone off the floor, and Bremen goes after it anyway. Here's a set up club to put off of New Bremen. Blocked back the Jackson Center. Who got that one, Chuck?
It was Kristen Ware.
8-7. New Bremen up one. Jackson Center serving. Running up ahead, Cassie Meyer hits the top of the net. New Bremen retrieves it. And here's Rachel Kramer at the net. Her spike is short. And we're tied up at 8. 8 apiece. Cassie Meyer, far side, serving for Jackson Center. Ooh, that one is in the netting, a few inches below the top of it. 9-8 New Bremen. Cardinals never led in set number one, trailed by as many as 7 in the middle of the opening set. Here's Jackson Center, serve receive. Here's a fake hit up front by one of the Tigers. It looked like Raquel Kessler might have fooled her teammate. And New Bremen registers the point to go up 10-8. Serving put off for New Bremen. Third hit, Jackson Center, middle of the floor, Cassie Meyer, and she loops one in. Talk about touch.
She is amazing.
10-9 in favor of New Bremen. Jackson Center set to serve. Raquel Kessler walks ahead, knocks one way to the back line. Paige Jones digs it to a teammate. 1-2-3 hits now, but Jackson Center. Oh, a set for the Cassie Meyer, middle of the floor. Cassie was a bit off stride and didn't get on top of the ball, Chuck.
I don't think she knew it was coming to her until it was too late.
Right, 11-9, New Bremen up 2. New Bremen serving. Good serve on the play by Abby Thiemann. Here's a slam, far side of the floor, Jackson Center. Got it, Vanessa Winner. 11-10, New Bremen by 1. Cameron Elker gets the honors. Serving now for Jackson Center. Cameron walks up. Third hit, New Bremen. Set near side of the floor, Rachel Kramer. Deflected by Jackson Center. Or was it touched?
No,
it was not touched.
Her last two, she hit into the net, and I think she overcompensated that time because that was way deep.
Oh, yeah, 4 or 5 feet off the court. Thought maybe the Tigers got a piece of it.
I don't understand why you would think that.
And here's a mishandle by Kramer trying to dig the serve from Elkert off the hardwood, and Jackson Center has inched in front now, 12-11. Tigers' second one-point lead in the second set. Serve received, New Bremen. Jackson Center recovery. Here's New Bremen setting near side of the floor for Gunnemiller. It's a good shot. Cassie Meyer goes sprawling for it, but she can't find it for the Tigers, and we're tied at 12.
This is a critical second set. New Bremen needs to draw even at 1-1. Jackson Center would like to forge out to a commanding 2-0 lead. New Bremen serving to Cassie Meyer back line. Cassie up front to a teammate. Alicia Kessler is right there. Johnny on the spot. A lot of oomph on that kill to make it 13-12 Tigers. Serving Vanessa Winter for Jackson Center. Oh, it goes to the back line of New Bremen. There's Blake Snyder. Snyder tries to steer it forward, but so much spin is on that serve. She can't get the lift up ahead she needed, and it's 13-12. Jackson Center has a two-point edge. Here's New Bremen. One, two, three. Hits middle of the floor. Shot is in the Paige Jones. 14-13, Jackson Center up one. Tigers lead, one set to none. Gunna Miller serving for New Bremen. She starts a good 15 feet off the floor. She runs up, knocks it on the plate to Winter. Far side to Cassie Meyer. She goes cross court, an angle shot, a kill by Cassie. Is beautifully spotted. 15-13, Jackson Center. Service honors here for the Tigers. Goes to Alicia Kessler. Recovery, Gunna Miller for New Bremen. Set, middle of the floor, Paige Jones. She tips one over. Ball is tipped right back by Cassie Meyer. Snyder goes into the corner to get it for New Bremen. Up front to Gunna Miller. Jackson Center's got it. Here's a near side slam. It's a good one to Cameron Haney. It bounced off the arm of a New Bremen player. And Jackson Center has its biggest cushion in set number two. 16-13, up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Lauderdale, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Good rally underway here. Jackson Center leads by three. 16-13. Ball is on the Jackson Center side. Tigers nearly miscommunicate and drop the ball on that one. But New Bremen gets back Jackson Center's shot, which eventually gets over. And then New Bremen slams it wide into the Jackson Center bench. It looked like Jackson Center's near error may have thrown New Bremen a little off stride.
Yep.
4-point lead, Tigers. Here's Cameron Elker at the net. Oh, she tips it for a teammate. Shots in. Nicely done by Raquel Kessler. Set up on the play by Cameron Elker. And Jackson Center mounts a 5-point advantage, 18-13. Serving Alicia Kessler for Jackson Center. Ball is set near side for Paige Jones. Jones gets it across. Tigers get it back. There's a kill attempt by New Bremen. It's put off a little long. It was hard off the end of the floor. Jackson Center's up six. New Bremen gets another timeout. Cardinals can't stop the Tigers' run. Jackson Center 19, New Bremen 13. Tigers up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
miss out on great furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. Outstanding furniture at Goffney for your home office and entertainment spaces, dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Go to the website of Goffney Furniture for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced to meet your budget. Out of a timeout, New Bremen gets a point to cut Jackson Center's lead to 19-14. Good rally underway here. New Bremen with the ball on the Cardinal side. Here's Paige Jones with a kill. It is close to the back line. Is it ruled good? Chuck rules it out.
He called it good, and I think he opened his eyes at the wrong time.
It was mighty close. New Bremen gets the break, and it's 19-15. Here's New Bremen serving into the net. Oh, that's an ill-timed service error by New Bremen. Miscue, Madison Pape. And that gives Jackson Center its 20th point. And the Tigers are now within five of taking set number two. Winding up with the left hand is Cameron Haney. New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits. Here's the set for Paige Jones. She hammers it long, no good. That clearly missed the mark by a foot. 21-15 in favor of Jackson Center. Haney serving again. Blake Snyder in the back row. Here's a set up front. They go to Paige Jones again. The Tigers score the floor to salvage the point and get it back. New Bremen three hits. Paige Jones once more. Cassie Meyer goes to the floor but cannot tip it off to a teammate. Good power from Paige Jones of New Bremen, 21-16. Jackson Center up five. New Bremen serving. Running ahead, Paige Jones. Three hits, Jackson Center. A tip shot up to that. Who got that one? Cassie Meyer. That's who I thought, Chuck. Again, on this side of the floor, New Bremen backed up. And Cassie laid it right at their feet. 22-16. Jackson Center up six. Cassie serving. Here's New Bremen setting near side for Rachel Kramer. Blocked back by Jackson Center. Great shot, though, by New Bremen. Somehow Jackson Center saves it. Sosby with the left hand misses long in the corner.
Well, Meyer went to the floor that time and get that thing alive impressively.
And Jackson Center nearly got the point in sensational fashion, but did not. New Bremen earns it. It's a five-point game, 22-17. Ooh, Macy put off. Service miscue, middle of the net. And I tell you what, Chuck, we've remarked a couple times, service errors haunted New Bremen against Fort Loramie. Cardinals won that match 3-0. They've got to serve better than this. 23-17, Jackson Center. New Bremen digs it off the floor. Set near side for Rachel Kramer. She goes to Jackson Center's back line. Here's a set far side of the floor for Raquel Kessler. And let's see, we got a violation on the Tigers. Bill deep. It was off the back edge of the floor. That allows New Bremen to trim the deficit to 23-18. Jackson Center two away from taking the second set. Here's a dig to the front line. Oh, swinging with the right arm. Vanessa Winter gets it. Vanessa came off the floor, Chuck, to get that set. Boy, she had momentum behind her. Big shot by Vanessa Winter. 24-18. Jackson Center with set point coming up to go up two sets to none. Cameron Elkert serving. Oh, it's mishandled. Paige Jones went to her knees and couldn't pass it to a teammate. And the Tigers whoop two sets to none on scorersbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is Scores, SCOREES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The winner of this match advances to the state semifinal at Wright State next Friday at noon, and will meet the winner of the Lake High School Regional Championship. That, too, taking place right now up at Lake High School near Toledo. It's Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas against Dalton. Those two are going at it. The winner of that match takes on the winner of this one. Here is New Bremen serving to start the third set. Jackson Center up 2-0, and Jackson Center is long. After getting the ball on the serve receive, the Tigers strike it too hard. Here is New Bremen serving, leading 1-0. New Bremen led through the first 22 points or so of that second set before Jackson Center broke an 11-all tie and went on to win by 7. Here's New Bremen's Paige Jones with a big-time spike attempt. Jackson Center gets it back. Oh, what a play for the Tigers. Kristen Ware went to the floor and put that shot by Jones back up where their teammates could play it. That was an incredible dig. Kristen Ware with the dig of the match for sure. Serving Jackson Center, Rachel Kramer at the net for New Bremen, and she swats that one too long. Rachel's had a few hits in this match that have been a bit hard, and it's 2-1 Jackson Center. Tigers up 2-0. Look at that serve land on the top of the net. It sat there for an instant. New Bremen got it back, and it's a good shot by the Cardinals at the feet of the Tigers. Cameron Elkert goes diving for it, but cannot make the recovery, and we're tied at 2 in set number 3. Again, the winner of this match meets the Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas Dalton winner next Friday at noon at Wright State University in the D4 Volleyball State Semifinal. Good hustle by Jackson Center, which goes off the floor to get the serve received. New Bremen at the net, blocked back by Jackson Center. It is a kill by Paige Jones. It is no good. It's wide.
Wow.
It's down the right side, but it missed.
You can look at the faces of the three girls up front for Jackson Center. They're glad that ball did not come at them.
3-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers serving, well done. Beautiful serve. Was that an ace, Chuck?
Yep, hit right on the back line. They had a choice. Jones had a choice to make it and just didn't do it. It's Kessler, it's Alicia Kessler.
Yep,
34, Alicia Kessler with an ace. Here's another good serve down at the ankles of New Bremen. Paige Jones at the net. Her kill attempt blocked right back. Down the middle left side for New Bremen. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits. Here's Cameron Elker for Cassie Meyer. It's in! Yeah, they're a little angry because that ball was not blocked back. It hit the top of the net and came back, and they've made three more hits. That's a good point. Yep. Coach Metz broke her pen. 5-2. Jackson Center up 3. Middle of the floor, Kramer for New Bremen. Gets it over. Here's a set by Jackson Center for Cassie Meyer. Cardinals on the recovery. Here's Paige Jones with a slam. Dug off the floor with the Tigers. Oh, it's saved by Cassie Meyer. New Bremen tips it up and over. It's Pate. Jackson Center's got it. Violation in the net against New Bremen. And the Tigers are off and running in set number 3. 6-2. New Bremen needs a timeout. Timeout, New Bremen. Tigers up 2-0 and 6-2 in set number 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Jackson Center, Chuck, clearly with the momentum. Two-set lead, 2-0, up 6-2 early on third set.
Well, this is a very young New Bremen team, and they have just run into a Jackson Center group that wants to go back to Dayton.
Yep, the Tigers with a buzzsaw so far here against New Bremen. Cardinals don't have an answer. Here's Paige Jones looping it across. Here's Cameron Elkert setting for Cassie Meyer, and she finishes off the point for Jackson Center. Boy, has Cassie been demonstrative here today. 7-2, Jackson Center leading 2-0. Serving for the Tigers. It is served up and over by Alicia Kessler.
She's got a roll.
Yeah, New Bremen mishandling at the net. And the Cardinals are fading fast. Now down 6, 8-2. Alicia Kessler serves again. New Bremen tries to pass to the front line. The ball goes all the way to the net. Jackson Center goes up to get it, but the Tigers are on New Bremen's side.
Yep.
8-3. Jackson Center up 5. New Bremen serving. Running up ahead for the Cardinals is Abby Tiemann. Here's Jackson Center knocking it over. Fine play, but Guttermiller with a block back at the net for the Cardinals. 8-4 now. 8-4, Jackson Center by 4.
I will be absolutely shocked if we are not watching New Bremen play next year in the same game.
I would agree. No reason why the Cardinals aren't back here in the regional next year. Jackson Center, of course, will lose a number of seniors, but New Bremen would certainly be one of the favorites next year to win the state. Here is Jackson Center getting back to New Bremen serve. The ball does go to the positive side of the antenna, hits the net, then goes out. Point New Bremen, and it's 8-5 in favor of the Tigers. Serve received, Jackson Center. Near side to Cassie Meyer. Good set by Cameron Elkert. Cassie coming up big here today.
Well, when I walk into the gym, I just write Cassie's name down as the Clancy's player for Jackson Center, and then I see who else is going to get part of it to go with it. Right now it's Cameron Elkert.
Yeah, Cameron's setting has been marvelous. She's played a great floor game. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's a set far side for Rachel Kramer for New Bremen. She hammers it. It is off the floor. Jackson Center didn't touch it. Point Tigers. 10-5 lead, Jackson Center. Here's Cameron Haney serving. Here's a back set by New Bremen. Middle of the floor, Paige Jones. Blocked back to the Tigers, who get the point. Woo! Kristen Ware. Just too much size, too much height up front for Jackson Center, which leads 11-5. Timeout New Bremen again. on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It is a 2-0 lead for Jackson Center and a lead of 11-5 for the Tigers in set number 3. We're online here on scoresbroadcast.com thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors here today: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Brookins, outstanding food. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. That's Dickman, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Well, Chuck, after the New Bremen timeout, the Cardinals retaliate with 2 quick points, and we've got a 4-point match again, 11-7. Rachel Kramer serving to Sosby of Jackson Center. Here's a set up front for the Tigers. Good shot by Jackson, retaliation to Bremen, and then the Tigers find the open floor. Who notched that one?
It was Cassie Meyer.
Cassie again. A cluster of white shirts up front. And Cassie got the point to make it 12-7. Let's see how New Bremen handles Cassie's serve. Boy, she gets so much loft on that serve. And New Bremen doesn't handle it very well. The ball is sprayed off the floor. 13-7. Ever see anybody throw the ball up so high, Chuck?
No, that is just pretty. and she throws it forward, too.
Yep. A good, what, at least 15 feet off the floor?
Yep.
Here's a rally at the net. New Bremen setting far side for Paige Jones, and she finds the open area right in the middle of the Jackson Center zone, and it's 13-8. Jackson Center up 5, leading 2-0. The winner advances to the state semifinal next Friday at noon against Dalton or Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas. Here's Jackson Center serve receive. Oh, New Bremen scrapes it off the floor. Here's a backward shot by Paige Jones up and over. Jackson Center at the net. Open area available. Point for the Tigers. Nicely done on the play by Jackson Center's Raquel Kessler. And it's 14-8. Jackson Center up 6. That matches Jackson Center's biggest advantage in this third set. Tigers lead 2-0. Going off the floor is Pape to get it for New Bremen. Sends it to Jones. Jones tips it across. 1-2-3 hits by the Tigers. The last by Winner. Here's Paige Jones at the net for New Bremen. Blocked back by Jackson Center. Alicia Kessler comes up big. Too much power, too much strength, too much height up front for Jackson Center, the defending state champs, who lead 15-8 now in the third set. Serve on the play by the Tigers. It is Kristen Ware. 3 hits New Bremen. 3 hits Jackson Center. New Bremen sets far side for Paige Jones. Dug off the floor by Cassie Meyer. He goes near side to a teammate. Look out! Woo-hoo-hoo! Raquel Kessler. What a shot by Raquel. Boy, everybody on Jackson Center was doing a little dance. A little dance after that shot by Raquel. That got everybody pumped up. 16-8 Jackson Center. And here's a serve into the net. Raquel hit the net cord, and it's 16-9. Jackson Center up 7. Serving for New Bremen is Madison Pape. She runs up ahead, sends it to Cassie Meyer. Ball set near side for Winner. Goes to the back line. Good play by Snyder of New Bremen. Saves it up front for Pape. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center. The last of which goes off the fingertips of a New Bremen player. I think that was Kristen Ware on that shot, Chuck. not only did it go off the New Bremen player, but it was still in at the back line.
17-9, Jackson Center, ahead by 8. Boy, New Bremen needs a big surge right here. Paige Jones with a slam, nearly 2 hits, but Jackson Center. The rally salvaged by Cassie Meyer. 3 hits, New Bremen. Oh, what a shot by Paige Jones. Boy, that ball splattered right in the face of Raquel Kessler. 17-10, Jackson Center up 7. Tigers lead 2-0. New Bremen serving. Jones clips the top of the net. Cameron Elkert goes to the net. Oh, what a save by Cameron Elkert to a teammate. Her shot, though, is wide. 17-11. Jackson Center would like to finish off New Bremen right here, 3-0. Remember, the first time these two clubs played back in early September, Jackson Center lost the first 2 sets to New Bremen. Then Jackson Center won the last 3. Shoes on the other foot here today. Tigers have won the first 2. It's 18-11. Jackson Center gets a point right there. New Bremen serve receive. It's Snyder. Back set for Paige Jones. And it's hammered across by Jackson Center. Tigers couldn't get the touch, receiving Jones' shot there. And the ball went off the floor. 18-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Serving put off for New Bremen. Here's Cameron Elkert with a nice set for Cassie Meyer. Shot goes to the far side. It's on the line. Right at the feet of the official up above. He's looking right down at it, Chuck. And yeah, it was perfect.
She just has the ability to find the open spot. She can hit it hard, or she just finds it and pushes it to the right spot.
What an adept, highly skilled player is Cassie Meyer. Serve receive, Paige Jones of New Bremen. She goes to the back line, off the fingers of a Jackson defender, and it's 19-13. Jackson Center up 6. Tigers 6 points away from going back to the state, having won it last year. The winner of this match plays at noon at Wright State, 12 o'clock next Friday. Here's a serve by New Bremen. Snyder for the far corner. It is long. Too much distance. 20-13, Jackson Center. You don't get the feeling right now, Chuck, New Bremen's got enough firepower to overtake Jackson Center late here in the third set.
Too much talent out there for Jackson Center.
Here's Rachel Kramer with a kill attempt at the net. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits. They get it across. Guttemiller setting far side for a teammate. 2 hits, New Bremen. Jackson Center's within 4.
New Bremen had a shot in that second game.
Yep.
And since they didn't get that was pretty much the end of it.
Good observation. Yeah, New Bremen led that second set up through the first 21 points. Then Jackson Center caught him at 11 all. Pulled away to win the second set. It's now 22-13. Jackson Center up a 9, 3 sets away from the regional championship. Here's the serve by Haney. Serve receive, Paige Jones. She gets it set right back to her. Knocks it over. Here is Jackson Center, maybe a net violation, Tigers, or was it 2 hits?
No, got up under the mat. Okay.
Point New Bremen, 22-14. Rachel Kramer serving. Middle of Florida Sosby up front to a teammate. A lift against Jackson Center. That was a good call. Good call.
When I can see it, it's a good call.
22-15. Tigers up 7, 22-15. New Bremen's Rachel Kramer serving. Oh, what a play by Cameron Elkert. Goes up front, lower the left to a teammate. And here's a kill attempt. Good for Jackson Center. Raquel Kessler got it. New Bremen could not get the hands under it. Boy, the way Jackson Center hits it, you've got to have fingers like a feather to set that ball. 23-15. Jackson Center up 8. Serve received. New Bremen set far side for Paige Jones. And she drills one down the left side. It's in there. 23-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers are 2 points away. Guttemiller serving for New Bremen.
back line. It is Cameron Elkert, middle of the floor, Cassie Meyer. Up front to a teammate, Pate for New Bremen. To Jones, knocks it across. Here's a push shot to Jackson Center to the back line of New Bremen, and it's in there. The Cardinals juggled it, but couldn't hang on. That was a good shot to Jackson Center, Chuck. Well done, I think, by Vanessa Winter. Excuse me, Vanessa Winter got the point. 24-18. Here is set point, match point for Jackson Center. New Bremen, three hits. Far side, Paige Jones, down the line. It's wide, it's wide, it's no good. And Jackson Center wins the regional. The Jackson Center Tigers defeat the New Bremen Cardinals. 25-16 in the third set. A man mistakenly said New Bremen was at 18. New Bremen finishes at 16. And the Tigers take the third set, the 9, after winning set number 2, 25-18, and set number 1, 25-22. And Kim Metz, head coach of Jackson Center, and Diana Kramer, head coach of New Bremen, shake hands at midcourt. Excuse me, they shake hands at midcourt. Clearly the dominant team today, Chuck. The Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, you know what? It reminded me of a few years ago when Ohio State basketball had all those freshmen with Odin, and they went down, and unfortunately for them, as talented as they were, they ran into a Florida team with all that experience, and they played well. This is what it looked like, and none of these girls are going to go out early, so they are all going to be back next year. They're not going to lose anybody to the NBA.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. The New Bremen Cardinals, very youthful team. Logan Wells is a senior. She plays a considerable amount. The other two seniors don't get a lot of minutes. Kennedy Hoying and Taylor Powers. Everyone else is back, including Paige Jones. She's the All-State performer headed to Michigan. Phenomenal junior player. And teammates Julia Guttemiller and Rachel Kramer are back, along with Madison Pape and Abby Tiemann and Macy Putoff. They compete a lot on the floor for the Cardinals. Right. New Bremen certainly in the mix for a state championship next year. Diana Kramer returns. A lot of players. And this will be an experienced New Bremen team next year, which will benefit from having gone to the regional championship. Jackson Center Tigers on a track to Columbus. State semifinal next Friday at noon against either Dalton or Louisville, St. Thomas Aquinas. We'll have the webcast for you here on scoresbroadcast.com at 11:40. Excuse me, that's 11:40 next Friday from Wright State University, Jackson Center, against Dalton or Louisville, St. Thomas Aquinas in the state semifinal in Division IV volleyball. That other bracket, by the way, excuse me, includes Macomb and Norwalk St. Paul. They are playing right now at Elida. Those are the second and third ranked teams in the state behind Jackson Center. Macomb and Norwalk St. Paul. Very possibly Jackson Center will meet one of those two in the state championship next Saturday. 1 week from today would be, and that match would be at 3 o'clock. And of course, Jackson Center has to get by that state semifinal next Friday at noon first. But the hardware for the regional runner-up honors being presented now to New Bremen. Great New Bremen crowd across the way clapping in appreciation. Fantastic season for New Bremen, which finishes out at 23-4, and Chuck, half of those losses to Jackson Center.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good volleyball team, and they were a good volleyball team this year, but Jackson Center is in a league of their own, and I would be shocked if they don't put another big trophy in their case at the end of this next week.
And the Tigers collectively hold up that regional championship trophy as they present it to the crowd of Jackson Center here on the near side. Formal announcement being made right now. And the Jackson Center Tigers pose for pictures. Jackson Center volleyball team, regional champs here in Division IV, beating New Bremen in straight sets today. 25-22, 25-18, 25-16. As Chuck noted, New Bremen had its opportunity in the middle of that second set. New Bremen led early on in set number two by a couple of points. The match was even at 11. Jackson Center had not led through the first 22 points. Then Jackson Center overtook New Bremen midway through the second set. Won it with 7. The first set was a hard-fought one. Jackson Center led the entire initial set. New Bremen rallied from down 19-12 to get within 22-21. Jackson Center victorious in set number one, 25-22. Winning that second set, as I noted, by 7. And the third set really was not close. Jackson Center won it by 9. But, Chuck, it's a good thing this wasn't a 4 or 5 setter. I might not have a voice left. I got to save it for football.
We got a football game tonight.
And that should be a good one. Layman Catholic and Minster. A kickoff at 7 on the web at 6:35. Layman Catholic Minster tonight in Division 7 football. Regional quarterfinals as the playoffs get underway. Excellent crowd here. Jackson Center victorious. New Bremen crowd leaves. But it's a crowd, Chuck, that will be back, no doubt, in the regional next year.
Amazing following by the Cardinals. That just boggles my mind, the amount of people that were here. I mean, Jackson Center had a huge crowd.
Yep.
But New Bremen represented today. And they can be proud of these young ladies. And you're right. They're going to get a shot at getting to do this again next year, I'm pretty sure.
These two towns are located on Route 274, about what, 10 miles apart?
Yeah, probably right in that area.
The best volleyball talent in the state of Ohio is on Route 274 between Auglaize and Shelby County.
I don't know if they have, like basketball, I don't know if they have volleyball courts that these kids play on in the summertime. But can you imagine the pickup games of volleyball if they did?
Wow. And Jackson Center beats New Bremen twice this year, once in early September in a 5-setter. And here today in the regional championship in 3 sets, as we noted, half of New Bremen's 4 losses this year to Jackson Center, which moves on to the state semifinal next Friday at noon against either Dalton or Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Bodkin's, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, big shout-outs today to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Both came on board here on ScorersBroadcast.com during high school basketball last March. That's the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. These sponsors from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 separate divisions. Chuck, again, nothing to be ashamed of on the New Bremen side. Very young team. Cardinals will be back next year. Jackson Center, a buzzsaw today. Jackson Center, not nearly as sharp against Lehman Catholic in the regional semifinal. Tigers over the last, set and a half today were very, very good.
Well, they were. Yeah, that's what we expected to see. I mean, with Lehman, sometimes if you're playing somebody, and you can talk as a coach all you want about getting up, and all teams can beat you, and all the other coach speak that you do. But the girls knew that was not going to be as tough a match as what they were facing today. And if this is any indication, I feel sorry for the teams coming down to Wright State next in Division Four.
Over the last set and a half today, Jackson Center outscored New Bremen by 16 points over the last set and a half. Again, it's Dalton or Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas. One of those two will be the Jackson Center opponent next Friday at noon at Wright State University in the state semifinal as the Tigers go for a repeat. Only once in the last 11 years has Division Four volleyball not had a champion from this region. Only once in the last 11 years. And Jackson Center, ranked number one all year in the Associated Press poll, will be the favorite at Wright State next week.
I'm never a big fan of the Associated Press polls because I don't think they do a very good job, but in this case, they got it exactly right.
Exactly. Yep. Nailed it all year long. Jackson Center, number one. Again, high school football tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We're on the web online at 6:35, kickoff at 7. It is Lehman Catholic against Minster, second time these two clubs will have met this year. They met in week two. Minster won easily. The Cavaliers hope to fare better tonight. Both teams playing very good football right now. Minster really on a roll, having gotten into the postseason with that last four-second triumph against Anna last Friday, winning 27-23. Boy, that was a great football game, wasn't it?
It was, and what really set them up to be in that position was a win over a really good Coldwater team.
Uh-huh. So we look forward to that tonight, and after that webcast this evening, our next one will be next Friday at Wright State at noon on the web at 11:40. To bring you Jackson Center against Dalton or Louisville St. Thomas Aquinas in the state semifinal. Hopefully my voice will be tip-top by then. It sure should be. May struggle a bit tonight out in the cold air at Minster with that football play-by-play, but let's go get some good chow here in the next few hours.
There you go.
So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Troy High School, where the Jackson Center Tigers have won their second straight regional championship, beating New Bremen in three, 25-22, 25-18, and 25-16.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.